In Europe, they would take goods to Africa to trade for slaves, textiles, of course, rifles, artillery, knives, flintlocks, those sorts of things. So from there, they would purchase the slaves that they would then load onto ships in ports like Ghana on the West African coast there, the Gold Coast, and then they'd bring them to the New World. And then from there, the slaves would be forced to harvest sugarcane, which is a very tough job to do in a tropical climate. So the sugar was sent back as either sugar, molasses, or rum, and then it went back to Europe to where people could then work the Industrial Revolution longer because, one, they could put sugar in their tea and that energy rush would keep them going for extra hours. Remember, there was no like 40-hour work week back then. The other thing is after a hard day of work in those factories, people could then relax with some rum. So that's the Middle Passage. So up next, let's hear the great number from the Congos, Children Crying. Smile, Jamaica. 400 years, and it's the same philosophy.